Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, August 4th, 2021. Welcome to day 197. The FDA plans to fully approve the Pfizer vaccine by the start of next month, giving final approval to the vaccine rather than relying on the emergency use authorization granted late last year. Could help increase inoculation rates at a moment when the highly transmissible Delta variant of the virus is sharply driving up the number of new cases. In New York, a new report by the state attorney general's office says Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women. The investigation by AG Letitia James found that Cuomo engaged in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and made comments of a suggestive sexual nature to current and former state employees, as well as a number of women outside of state government. Joe Biden and the entire New York Democratic congressional delegation have now called on Cuomo to resign. In D.C., the State Department is investigating the whereabouts of a $5,800 bottle of whiskey that the Japanese government gave to Mike Pompeo in 2019. It is unclear whether Pompeo ever received the gift, as he was traveling in Saudi Arabia on June 24, 2019, the day that Japanese officials gave the bottle to the State Department. Meanwhile, Los Angeles is considering requiring vaccine proof at restaurants, gyms, and indoor sporting events. The mandate would require eligible individuals to demonstrate that they've received at least one vaccination dose in order to visit indoor places such as restaurants, bars, retail stores, gyms, spas, movie theaters, stadiums, and concert venues. If passed, the measure would be the widest-ranging vaccination verification effort in the city to date. Moving on, Trump is trying to block the Treasury Department from handing over his tax returns to Congress. Lawyers for Trump said the stated reason for seeing the returns, which is to examine how the IRS audits presidents, is simply a pretext for wanting to look for something embarrassing. And finally, Mexico plans to sue U.S.-based gun manufacturers over the flow of arms across the southern border. Mexico claims that lax controls over weapon sales are fueling arms trafficking and violence. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.